You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yep. Happy Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited for, I mean, we're really wrapping up training camp, preseason. Like, once it comes next week, we can't keep calling this training camp.
No, we're talking season, man.
Yeah, we're in there, baby. In there like swimwear. So,
Is it me or I feel like this preseason kind of went by fast?
It did.
It usually linger on a long, it felt like it's long time.
A lot to talk about, a lot of things changing.
Yeah, but now it seemed like it rolled by quick.
Mm-hmm. Is this problem, like, we might have in the Houston Texans the most fun training camp compared to like any other team in league, because there was things that you had, there was, you know, competitions that were very clear and exciting and existential in some ways, but also not in other ways. Like, you weren't doing a quarterback battle, which is, you know, kind of, it draws on you and it really weighs on you because this matters in a big way and your entirety of the future, your franchise weighs on it. No, you know who your quarterback
is. Yeah,
I think you got star players in all these different places, but you're also doing things that feel important, talking about what's happening with the offensive line. Are these young weapons going to be able to come in? So you had the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think the thing is there's no heavy arguments. So it's not like, like you said, quarterback competition where you feel a certain way about this quarterback, he feel a certain way, and everybody just bickering with each other on who's good and who's not good and all that stuff. There's no heavy arguments.
Well, maybe some of it also is there's like immense confidence in the team, but also questions. You know, the fact that, hey, this defense is so good. They've been to the playoffs. D'Amico Ryan, CJ Stroud, all the things that you're talking about, they're going to be really good. Oh, yeah, what about the offensive line and the running back?
Even the offensive line conversation, it haven't really been heavy conversations with that. Yeah. It's all us just pretty much wondering how is it going to look. Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to be good. How good ends up being the question. And there's two other things that I think change the feel of it. One, they didn't start as early because they didn't have Hall of Fame game this year.
Yeah.
And then two, in the middle of it, they went to West Virginia, so that kind of gave us a little bit of a different feel in the middle of it. So yeah, that's part of it. But one of the things that we've talked about as kind of referred to in some ways there was, you know, the wide receivers and the young guys that are coming in, and Jalen Knoll, who has become a darling. Shout out to Lopez and his pet cats. But then also Jaden Higgins, right? So these young guys that you have in there and how they factor in. Except I don't think either of them come in here when we start talking about what CBS has ranked.
Yeah. So I came across this and I'm like, okay, where is Nico? Probably toward the bottom. You know, I was thinking
that being CBS's top 10
tandems, receiving tandems.
So it's legitimately pairs,
right? Pairs, which obviously can be very, very important and is going to be important for this team. You got to have some, we've talked about it. I mean, with no real, you know, two or three or threat, you know, other than Nico Collins, life for Nico Collins gets a lot harder. And I'm like, all right, so Christian Kirk, this is a guy that, in a weird way, it's like he's overrated and underrated at the same time.
Christian Kirk?
Yeah.
I think I agree.
He was kind of overrated when he signed that contract,
When he first went to Jacksonville?
When he first went to Jacksonville. Yeah. People were like, but then he lived up to it. And then he's been solid. You know, he had a couple of injuries, but he's been solid. And now he's over here and people forgetting him. Like, Christian Kirk and Nico Collins should be one of the better, at least in experience and production. If you look at experience and production, they should be one of the better. I'm not saying top five, but they should be one of the better tandems in the NFL.
Yeah, but you're leaning a lot on Nico Collins in that space. I think Christian Kirk is a very fine receiver.
Christian Kirk healthy has been really good.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the questions that I think a number of people have brought up in this. But yeah, so what's interesting is that you start looking at this top 10, and I think it's very clear in the way we've talked about it. The Houston Texans are not represented in this top 10 of tandems, are they?
Well, let me go through it. I thought they might be toward the bottom or at least in the five honorable mentions. Top three, I think we can all agree, Philadelphia Eagles 1, Cincinnati Bengals 2, Vikings 3. And then it goes on from there. You know, Cowboys are in there.
Vikings 3 is interesting because that's a lot of love for Jordan Addison. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I did not mention this around the NFL. We got cut up talking about Gerald Wayne Jones. Mm-hmm. The Vikings, it seems like they have a deal to bring back, or at least they're having conversations to bring back Adam Thielen because of the Jordan Addison, the suspension that he will have for the first so many games of the season. Was it 3 or 4?
Yeah. And, you know, Lions are in there. All makes sense, right? Dolphins, you know, Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. I get it.
Lions is interesting because I'm always intrigued as to how people view Amon-Ra.
Yeah.
I know that he's a very good wide receiver. It's very clear he's a very good wide receiver. I'm still working on my perception of the things that make wide receivers the most dangerous in this league. And I always think about the outside guys that force a defense to kind of change the way they play. Amon-Ra is an elite slot guy. And I'm still working on how much does that scare defenses. And clearly, at the very least, the writer of this goes, that's terrifying. And then you have Jameson Williams just like burning you down the field.
All right. So remember when you said, Christian Kirk maybe not be in the top 10?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Christian Kirk, Nico Collins maybe not be in the top 10. And spoiler alert, they weren't even honorable mentions. So at best, they can be 16.
Ooh, I'm looking at the honorable mention now.
Well, that's where I'm going. So let's talk about some of these that are ahead of them.
Yeah.
This is number 8. Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter.
We're projecting there.
Again, I think there's a lot of disrespect going on here.
So. That, especially with Travis Hunter, I think the hype is real, but also as a receiver, there's still a lot of polish to be added there. He's incredibly great as a raw player. Like, the precision on route running and these like those things still remain to be seen for him as he develops. Plus, we're already in a place where we're maybe thinking about what the injury circumstances is. Now, he was held out of the joint practice that they had yesterday, but that was a precaution.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now that's already a thing that, hey, if we're getting to that place where we have to have these level of precautions, how is it going to make it through 17?
And then you mentioned, and I mentioned, you know, maybe the injuries are a factor with Christian Kirk not, you know, getting the respect I feel he deserves here as a tandem with Nico. How about number 10? Jackson Smith and Jigba and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Injuries, anyone?
And what does he look like on the comeback for Cooper Kupp? That's a fair question.
And then going through the others, Ravens, Bears, Green Bay Packers, Kansas City Chiefs, and Tampa Bay Bucks. So on the one hand,
that Kansas City Chiefs, Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah,
they're solid players, but it really feels like Rashee Rice is it, and then Xavier Worthy is. Andy Reid does a great job of putting him in positions to succeed.
Right.
Which I guess you can't unentangle those things.
So the question,
disentangle, right?
The question becomes: is it a little bit of disrespect for Nico and Christian Kirk, or should you worry?
Oh, I think that there's a secret third thing, which is, the Texans are not set up to flourish in this particular framework. It's one of those things I was talking about where
it's Nico in committee.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things that I was talking about when I was giving love to the Bucks. The Bucks as a 1-2, oh, that's pretty good, but you know, maybe you hem and haw a little bit. You go Bucks, if you're talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and you go 1-4, you go, oh God, clearly the best. I think that that's somewhere where you are with the Texans, where the passing game is not Nico, Christian Kirk, and then everybody else. It is Nico and the Pips, with all due respect to the Pips here. And I actually wanted to go to C.J. Stroud, because this is what C.J. Stroud had to say yesterday about Nico Collins and the role that he plays on this offense.
Yeah, I mean, he's always, you know, on the priority of getting the ball in his hands. He's special with it. But, you know, it's good to try to get it to other guys. And I thought he did a good job today, just like everybody else. But, yeah, it's always a focus. But they always try to take him away usually. So, got to just find ways to be good in other ways.
I think that this – and I'm not going to go as far as if you like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air saying that this is the Bel-Air Academy offense where it's get the ball to Will, mm-hmm. with Will being played by Nico Collins. But I do think that this is going to operate a lot more like a spoken or hub and spoke type of offense where it's Nico is kind of the center of what we're doing. We need to make sure he's fed, as CJ's talking about there. But then everybody's going to eat. So obviously Christian Kirk will matter, but then mm-hmm. there's going to be some Xavier Hutchinson. I think there's, and this is why I have some level of appreciation for what I think Dalton and even Cade are capable of mm-hmm. doing. I think that this just going to kind of feed in all these other places where we know we're going to try and get it to Nico, and then everywhere else, we're going to force y'all to spread this thing out, and we're just going to let our advantages work to our numbers advantage or our mm-hmm. scheme advantage to work, as opposed to kind of trying to feed in different places.
Well, here's where it gets interesting. You either should worry or cross your fingers, because if it is Nico and the Pips, Nico and committee.
And I know that's disrespectful. My bad, guys.
But let's say Nico and committee. What has the committee outside of Christian Kirk proved in the NFL? Jaden Higgins? Nothing. Xavier Hutchinson? Little bit. Jalen Noel? Nothing. You see where I'm going with this?
No, I feel you.
Like, if it's going to be a committee, this committee has done nothing outside of Christian Kirk.
Sure, but this
Braxton
is where
Berrios?
Braxton Berrios has had some good times. Yeah. I will give him that. But again, I don't know how much I can lean into that as a wide receiver. But mm-hmm. this is where you also, speaking of lean in, this is where you have to lean into what the system kind of tells you and what we've seen, where we've seen this system before.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we go Patriots. You talk about Tom Brady. And this is where having a very smart and very capable quarterback is going to matter, because he has to be distributor.
Mm-hmm.
And the distributor then makes the players. We were doing this thing, and I hate to bring it back up because I don't want to open Pandora's box, but we were doing the thing where we were talking about the greatest of all time quarterbacks and talking about Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. And one of the things I hate about these types of conversations is that in order to prop one up,
yeah.
you almost inherently have to knock down the other. And so, oh man, who did Tom Brady play with? But that goes the other way, where Tom Brady made a lot of dudes a lot better versions of themselves because of his capability mm-hmm. of being a point guard in that offense. And I think that that's where, I don't know that it's, oh, you have to worry. I think it's just, this is another reason why C.J. Stroud and his come up, what I believe to be what will be his come up this season, is going to matter greatly in how the other guys perform.
Which one of these guys is going to make you have to double team, not double team Nico? We can say it. None. Until they prove it.
Not until they prove it. I think Christian Kirk gives you something interesting in giving you an opportunity to attack, like especially the mm-hmm. seams, middle of the field. I think that a guy that I'm intrigued by, and I think it shows up every time I talk about him because I talk about the same thing, is Jalen Noel when they utilize him.
Oh, me too.
Because he has the speed. He seems to just have a knack for getting open
mm-hmm.
that always entices me. And I think that is not to be ignored in the NFL, because the NFL is a whole different step up
yeah.
from college. And if you can this early just consistently seem to get open, I think that speaks volumes. It's akin to, not exactly like, but akin to what we saw with Tank Dell when he first came up, and you're like, damn, this dude's just always open.
See, that's the perfect example.
And that portends something good. Yeah,
if you're looking at this in a way like, okay, it's happened before, you know, that's the perfect example. It just struck me when I was like, man, Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, not even in the, at best, 16? You got to have... I think Christian Kirk's going to have a really good year. Obviously healthy, but I think he's going to have a really good year simply because early on, he's going to be the guy. And we've seen it in preseason games. He's made a lot of catches. He's made
Who are you talking
Christian
about?
Kirk.
Christian, yeah.
He's made a lot of catches. He had a touchdown yesterday. And I think Christian Kirk, all of a sudden, I mean, I like the move when they got him. And I think he's going to be crucial on for Nico more than anything.
Okay, so let me ask you this way, because, again, this is a perception situation. Mm-hmm. Like, these are not being based necessarily off of, well, these are just the metrics of what we're dealing with. This is kind of a perception of
sure.
who strikes the author of at CBS Sports as a, you know, or strikes fear into defenses mm-hmm. in that way. Who do you think, and maybe the top 100, like, is a way to kind of view this, who do you think will create or, like, has the better opportunity to create a big change in how they're perceived right now versus how they're perceived, let's say, by the middle of the season or even by the end of the season in this wide receiver or pass catching core for the Texans?
Ooh, I feel like you're kind of setting up a Dalton Schultz take there.
No.
No?
I actually don't think that he's going to change perception very much.
Okay, because he's had his moments.
I think he'll have an opportunity to have a good season. I don't think he changes the perception the most.
Probably Christian Kirk. Right?
It's quite possible. It's quite possible that that's the guy that, unless if it's not him, it's probably one of the rookies.
Because they're
going to
cheat toward Nico at minimum.
There's that.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to have more opportunities than maybe anyone else, possibly. But then otherwise, it's one of the rookies. It's it's Jaden Higgins, who I think right now, for me personally, my expectations are relatively low. Or it's Jalen Knoll because he becomes supernova as a cat that just finds a way to get open and that C.J. Stroud finds a level of comfortability with.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I think you also can come back to the idea that a lot of people are probably seeing what you're seeing, where how much do we expect of this offense to be super dangerous in that explosive way anyways?
Right.
So it's either that the Texans are able to operate and be consistent in a way that it doesn't matter here, or maybe they have a really good opportunity ahead of them also to shock the world in a way.
Yeah. No, and I think, you know, not being explosive doesn't mean you're not catching the ball. That you're not throwing the ball. It just means I think they're going to be more safe. Again, feeds into Christian Kirk. How many times have we seen him, you know, 8 to 15 yards in the middle of the field, cutting across? I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah. Do you feel like there will be games where you have multiple 100-yard wide receivers?
Not very many. Not very many, I don't think.
And so I think that that's why I go back to what I was saying. I don't know if this framework, this way of viewing wide receivers – fits what the Texans have, but I still think, funny enough, I'm pretty optimistic about what it can look like without you having to be like, oh, here's a tandem. I think it very much can be, we're terrified of Nico Collins, and then we look up and we tried to stop him. He still got his, and oh, wow, look at these other guys who are also adding in with another 40 yards here, and there's 50 yards over there, and all of a sudden you look up and we've been diced up by a C.J. Stroud. That's what I'm hoping for, I imagine. And I think that they've set themselves a foundation, I think, to be able to get there with continued progress throughout the season. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Friday. You had your broccoli. Now time for the candy. It's time for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, man?
Yeah, so imagine catfishing to catch some catfish.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
So it's a unique way this guy's finding all the hot spots to catch fish. And I wonder if the OG will approve of this.
This sounds nonsensical, which means it's perfect for the mixtape. Next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Before we get started, I got to give a special shout out to somebody. It's a lady by the name of Carmen, who's a nurse, and she is currently looking after a guy by the name of Daryl. Mm-hmm. And they are listening to us.
Okay.
They've been listening to us in the hospital.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, so I just want to give a special shout out to them. Get well, Daryl.
100%.
And thank you to Nurse Carmen for keeping my man Daryl good.
That's right. Love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get well very, very soon, brother.
Yes, yes. And we always appreciate y'all listening to I'm guessing on the Odyssey app.
Probably, right? Yeah.
He probably got us on the Odyssey app and maybe that Bluetooth speaker or something like that.
Remember a couple of years ago when a doctor told us he used to listen to the show during surgery?
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. So he's operating on somebody and he's listening to
That would make me nervous.
Oh my God. Yes.
They just like, no, that's not what's going to happen with Nico. Yeah. Wait, what's happening? Why is that?
Wait, let me stop what's this certain heart surgery. This John Lopez says something so stupid.
I got to call him. Yeah.
I got to call in. But salute to Daryl and salute to Nurse Carmen for listening to us.
Yeah.
Also got to shout out my mother. Remember I told y'all my mother.
You get that FaceTime?
FaceTime me in the middle of a segment.
Yes. Yeah.
So I decided to call her back, and this is how the conversation went.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Boot Man, you at work? I'm like, yep, I'm at work. Let me see what you're wearing. You look nice. I'm like, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing the show. Okay, yeah, I ain't want nothing.
Oh, man.
I'll talk to you later. Love you.
At least she was quick with it. That's nice.
Yeah, but she called you and knew you were working.
That's my favorite thing. She always, you at work? Yep, yeah. I'm at work every single day. And then also shout out to my sister who, I think she texted me.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, you know what? She actually called me. She ain't FaceTime me, but she called me.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, Boo Man, how do you find a podcast?
Oh, good for her.
So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I told her some different ways and all that stuff. I'm like, who podcast you trying to listen? I'm trying to listen to yours. So I'm like, all right, I got a hip-hop podcast that I do every Friday night called the Gems and Juice Podcast. You can watch it on YouTube and all that stuff. And then I told her the different other ways.
Good,
so,
good.
Shout out to my family. I don't work. I feel like they don't know what I do for a living.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, shout out to everybody.
But they don't care whether or not they know what you do. They love it, though, because you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I think right now they're trying to figure out, oh, how can I listen to a show?
Mm-hmm.
So salute to my family, man. All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I want to see what you feel about this Lopez. So apparently it's a guy that's going viral on TikTok over the way he find hot spots to fish at. So it's a fella, I want to say his TikTok name is @central.oregon.fishing.
Okay.
Central Oregon Fishing.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So the way he tried to find his hot spots is by catfishing people. So he joined sites like Hinge and all that stuff, pretending to be a woman.
Okay.
And he targets profiles with, I guess, guys who have fishing in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who had the fishing profiles and all that stuff. So he talks to them and try to find out.
Flirts with them.
Yeah, flirts with them, all that stuff, and find out where their hot spots at fishing, and some of these people are giving him
their
hot spots.
Wait, Lopez.
And so that's how he's finding all of these different ways to get all the good fish, I guess.
Is that really that big of a deal in the fishing community?
That's why I wanted to ask.
Gatekeeping all the...
Is he doing too much, or is this fair game and accurate?
I'm glad you brought that up, because some people don't know. I'm not this way. Wherever I catch fish, somebody asks, I tell them. But it is, I'll give you an example. Go on Facebook on some of these fishing group pages if you're just doing nothing.
I'm not going to do this.
A lot of times people will post a picture of a fish they just caught and erase the background.
Nah, that's crazy. I caught a fish and now I got to pop up Adobe Photoshop order to take out the... I don't want no distinguishing features.
You know on your phone how you can use that eraser?
Yeah.
So people don't see where you are.
Oh, I know where that's at.
Let
me go over there too.
Dude, it's silly. It's dumb. I don't want to get into a podcast mode here, but there are so many factors involved with finding that fish at that time, in that place, under those conditions. I could tell you exactly where I am. And 15 minutes later, you might not be able to catch fish. But freshwater fishing, it is more spots, than anything. So I could see it's a big, big thing. Yes.
Can I ask a question on the text line here, Fig? I know it's your segment or anything. 713-572-4610. What in your life do you gatekeep?
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that people would be like, nah, this is mine.
No, fishing spots is big.
Shout out to Ross Tucker gatekeeping his favorite restaurant too.
Big. That was great.
See, I don't really gatekeep anything, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm fair game. Like, people hit me up all the time, like, how do you get in the radio? How can I start a podcast? I give them everything I know.
People,
man,
question me when I do give, like, fishing, where I was.
Well, like, you're not being sincere.
They think I'm lying.
Yeah.
You didn't catch them there. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, I don't really gatekeep. That's wild to say, but I don't really gatekeep. Like, people always ask me, how can I do what you're doing?
Yeah.
And I tell them exactly what I did to get here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't say, oh, you just got to go to school. And some people left me out to dry one every time I try to ask for advice or something like that.
Yeah.
I give them everything,
man.
I do too. I don't never want to be considered the gatekeeper when it comes to stuff like that. But that's a good question, man.
Mm-hmm.
But salute to that dude who out here profile picture,
when those
flirting
people
and all that stuff to find the hot spot.
When they find out, they're like, so.
Yeah.
Wait, do we know whose photo did he use?
It's a woman's photo.
Yeah,
but like, what woman? Did he just go online and find someone's photo?
Hey, that's catfishing, man.
That's crazy.
It's catfishing. I don't think guys will probably respond to a profile picture list.
Oh, no, it's a brilliant idea. Because if it was a guy, I'm going to get the hell out of here. I'll tell you where.
Just imagine if I was out there telling all my fishing spots and then expect for this hot girl to be out there.
Yeah.
And this ugly ass dude sitting there. Hey, man, this is a good spot right here.
Hey, why he got to be ugly, though?
Yeah.
Hey, man, all dudes are ugly.
All dudes are ugly.
I'm just saying that.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need today. to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So one of my favorite shows growing up, or favorite movies growing up, I used to love Home Alone 2, man.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Home Alone 2. I could probably recite every word from that.
That's the joint show. New York, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Lost in New York. There Shout it is. Out to Macaulay Culkin. But he was on a show called Hot Ones.
Ah, yes.
And for those who are not familiar with the show Hot Ones, it's hosted by a guy by the name of Sean Evans.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat wings and different hot wings and stuff
this.
Like that.
Yes,
and
I've seen this.
Obviously, the conceit is that, you know, you eat hot wings and, of course, it gets
And difficult. He asks questions.
But he asks phenomenal. He's a great interviewer. Yeah. He asks phenomenal questions.
Yeah. And so I saw Macaulay Culkin was on here. And you really don't have a lot of Macaulay Culkin interviews. He really... It was one point he retired from acting. He was kind of out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
So I wanted to check this out. So I got a couple things from this interview. And here is Sean Evans asking him about some behind the scenes type things that happened when it came to shooting Home Alone. Mm-hmm. And here's Chris asking about the scene when, remember, Macaulay Culkin had the picture of Buzz's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, ooh, that's his girlfriend. Oof. So apparently, this was how it went.
Is it true that the picture of Buzz's girlfriend is actually a boy in makeup? Because director Chris Columbus thought it'd be too cruel to, like, rip on a little girl that way.
As far as I know, yes. I mean, you have to ask Chris, but, like, that's what I was told. But, yes, no, apparently, like, yes, that was the gag. And also because I was 9 years old, they pretty much glued all the rest of those pages together.
That's what I was going to say. Like the Playboy, right? It was glued together essentially, so you wouldn't see any like, boobs when you're thumbing through it.
We don't want to expose the kid. Look at him. And like, nothing I haven't seen before.
So he was talking about the picture also the Playboy magazines. Mm-hmm. So apparently they just used the cover.
That's kind of cool.
They had to glue some other stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool. I never really thought about just a kid looking at some Playboy magazines for a movie.
Yeah, I like that.
But, here's some more stuff of Macaulay Culkin pretty much clearing the air and Chris Evans asking some questions about Home Alone.
Is it true that you improvised the line, you guys give up, or are you thirsty for more?
No, not that one. That was in the script. What was one of the ones that was improv? When I was at the grocery store, it's like, where are your parents? This and that. Like, there's a lot of that. And it's like, why won't you tell me? It's like, because you're a stranger. Like, yeah, that one was mine. So I did a lot of that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, again, if you let me out the leash, yeah, sure. You know, I like to dork around. Like, you know, yeah. But yeah, yeah. You know, I did what I was told.
I really enjoyed this interview a lot, man.
Yeah.
I got some more clips from this. This is Macaulay Culkin talking about Joe Pesci, who was in the movie. And this was kind of how he felt and I guess their interaction during the time of shooting Home Alone.
Is it true that Joe Pesci deliberately kept his distance from you because he wanted you to think that he was mean?
That's what I heard. But, you know, I can see why he was kind of like, oh, I want to scare the kid. I want to be scary. Just remember kind of sitting there. He goes, how you doing, kid? I go, you know what? I'm actually tired. I haven't been home in like 4 or 5 months. He goes, I've been home in 3 years. I was like, oh, I didn't really realize this was a measuring contest. But yeah, I guess you beat the 10-year-old, Joe Pesci.
That's hilarious. Joe Pesci's such a good actor, too. I don't know that he gets enough love.
Talk about versatile. It goes from that to like all the other
I felt like he didn't get enough love for that role because I know people kind of look at him going from the mom movies to that kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did a phenomenal job with that with that role, man. You kind of felt it for real.
Mm-hmm.
But here is more from Macaulay Culkin. And have we all been in that mode where we try to meet a celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Macaulay Culkin wants you not to do whenever trying to meet a celebrity.
Don't follow me to the bathroom. Don't do that. Because I know they're like, oh, I have you alone. And it's like, yeah. And also I got my in my hand. Like, you know, just like, don't do that. Like, you know what I mean? That just seems like etiquette. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, why do I have to teach you that? You know, yeah.
He's not wrong.
That's kind of fair. A lot of people do follow these celebrities in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I was never that type of person.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I guess I can understand how someone would get there, especially like if you're out at a restaurant. Oh, like, oh well, they're talking to someone. Okay, now they're up. And now I won't be bothering them at the you know table, except now you're bothering them while they're handling their business.
I met Jerry Jones in the bathroom one time.
Really?
And this was
is a statement that has a lot of implications.
This was no, and what was funny, it was at the Houston Sports Awards the one year he was here. And I was going in and kind of freshen up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he was washing his hands leaving. And it was like, oh, excuse me. I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Okay.
That's all it was. I ain't hold a conversation with him or, hey, Jerry, get out to get the picture. I ain't do none of that. It was just like Jerry Jones. Hey, what's up, man? It was just a quick little, hey, what's up, man?
Remember when I almost killed Steven Tyler?
Excuse me?
I didn't almost kill him, but I literally ran into him. He was coming out of the bathroom and I was going in. And I literally, like, bumped.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. And I didn't. I remember what I said. I said, hey, Steven.
You didn't even say sorry? What a jerk.
It wasn't hard, but I, like, bumped into him. And I was like, oh, hey, Steven. Like, I had no idea they were even playing today.
That kind of happened to me. It's a guy by the name of Lil Meech, which is Big Meech, the famous drug dealer, Kingpin, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We ran into each other in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming around the corner. I was coming around the corner hustling.
Yeah.
And we bumped into each other. We like, oh, my bad. We both said, my bad, at the same time. And I walked away. I'm like, is that Meech? And I had to go. I went to his Instagram and everything. I'm like, is he in Houston?
Yeah.
Sure enough, he was in Houston.
All I'm learning from these conversations is In the Loop as a show, as a collective, needs to watch where we walk a lot better. It.
Yeah, I got quit hustling around.
He's just bumping into everybody, guys.
It was really funny because like he had two handlers waiting for him outside of the bathroom, and I just go in and boom.
All right, here's the last thing from that interview with Macaulay Culkin. So for those who don't know, he's married to a woman by the name of Brenda Song.
And she is phenomenal.
Yeah, she is. She was a child star. She played in a lot of stuff on Disney and Nickelodeon, including, Sweet Life?
Sweet Life is Zack and Cody.
Yeah,
that's her.
Yeah, I never watched that show. I was a little older by the time that show was popping.
Mm-hmm.
But, they married. They got two kids and all that stuff. And their kids have no idea that they're this famous like this. So here's him talking about, I guess, kind of enjoying that his kids not really familiar with how famous they are.
My kids have no idea that me and Brenda are famous. They see Mama on TV. When she's not around, I put on Sweet Life. just saying. And I'm like, oh, you know, I said, oh, yeah, no, I showed them some Sweet Life. And you know what Dak said? He goes, someday I want to grow up and marry a girl just as pretty as London Tipton. I was like, yep. But they are thoroughly unimpressed that we're on TV and stuff like that. It's like, I just don't want them to get
mired. You want to stretch that time out as much as you
can. I don't want them to get mired by all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not intending to raise a nipple baby, no matter how much they're going to be like that.
I love how much of haters young children can be. It's delightful to me.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anyone who was going to be deeply unimpressed by your accomplishment, it's going to be your own young children. And I'm basing this off of thinking about, remember we played Joe Flacco's kid?
Oh, yeah.
He was out here
like,
he won a Super Bowl. And he's like, yeah, but he wasn't good.
He wasn't good. I mean, he was good.
Yeah. I'm sure they was probably watching Sweet Life and was just like, Like, it's cool and all.
Yeah.
But they don't realize how legendary their parents are.
There was a video making the rounds yesterday, the day before, about Matt Leinart and his kids.
Yes.
Yeah, what was it?
Well, that was less about his kids and more about one of his children asked the smart speaker, Who is Matt Leiner? And man, they was whoever wrote up the Wikipedia entry was really violating. It was like Matt Leiner.
He won a Heisman Trophy, but eh.
But his pro career wasn't nothing to write home about or something like that. And Matt Leiner's just sitting right there like, what the hell did I do, man? I'm just having breakfast right now.
Yeah. But yeah, salute to Macaulay Culkin. And as I continue on the midst, I'll get y'all out of here on this. How did y'all feel about the Maury Povich show?
I had its moments, but I never watched it regularly.
It is a legendary show in the cultural zeitgeist because it gave us a reference point for paternity tests, and I appreciate them.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of like the way he just leaned into that. He ain't tried nothing different. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about. He spent it 20 million different ways, and they all come down, who's the father?
No, he is the epitome of, well, if it ain't broke. Because remember, he used to be just like a regular talk show, like Ricky Lake.
Interviews,
And then this was just one of those one-offs that they did every once in a while. And they realized, they were like, why are we trying so hard? Yeah. It's right here. Yeah. The gold is right here.
Yeah, so apparently he got a podcast now.
Oh, does he?
And on the first episode, his first guest was a lady by the name of Connie Chung. His wife.
Yeah, CBS News.
Yeah, his wife. And here's the clip of the first episode. I want to see if y'all down to listen to the rest of this.
You became a big star.
Well, no, I mean, whatever.
And you kind of messed around with stars.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't mess around with stars.
Yeah, I think you can name a few.
No, I'm not. No, I did not. I did not mess around with them. I knew them. You messed around with them.
Wow.
It's in the book.
Yeah, it is, but...
Warren Beatty.
Wow!
My sister said about Warren Beatty.
Yes,
Every woman who came to California had to go through him. It was like an immigration system.
That is insane. Dude. He's salty.
Made me question their marriage.
He's just airing dirty laundry. Are they still married?
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently she wrote a book, and I guess she talked about the cheating in the book.
She hooked up
so
with
So he
Warren
says
Beatty.
In the book.
Yeah, but he ain't had to bring it up there. And this reminds us, not everybody needs a podcast. We actually probably need to know less about each other.
What was the... Entanglements, remember?
Yeah. Jada Pickett. We need to load.
Was that
know
red
less,
chair or something like
red
that?
Table talk.
Red table, yeah, red talk. Table talk. Yeah,
dude, this is the entanglements.
Is this a must listen podcast, or at least the first episode?
I would listen to it. Yeah, I didn't know Connie Chung got around like that.
Why? See, look what you're doing right now. This is why we need to know less about each other. That is an esteemed journalist. She can go out there and get around if she wants to.
Yeah, and the way he set that question or the answer up to, I don't even mess around with nobody famous.
He's like, now if you're talking about not famous though, we running through.
So yeah, they married. Yeah, they married is probably a little wild.
I would guess.
More power to them, and more power to you, Figgy, for another flawless edition of Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy. But coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Before we get there, will you allow me to be a little petty? I know it's not the petty cast, but there's a couple of things that I want to get off my chest at the expense of one Mike Brown. We'll do that next. Nah, it's absolutely been a very fun Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Thank you very much to all the people that have been involved in it. Obviously, shout out to B. Scott for sitting in with us in the 11 o'clock hour. Appreciation to my road dogs here, Figgy Fig, John Lopez, and obviously...
I'll be a road dog.
...to you,
oh,
the listener.
Oh, you didn't know? No ass better call somebody.
Oh, man, it's been a fun one, and we're getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Your road dogs helping you get home after work oftentimes, and so those guys will be jumping in here in a second. Lopez, I don't know if you saw this,
mm-hmm.
And I think that you'll like this, but tell me if you actually do, because I'm not inside your head.
Okay.
I am reading this from @CCHooks. This is the Twitter account of the corporate person Hooks. And I will read verbatim in a segment that I do indeed like to call reading. Guess who's back? Back again. Yordan Alvarez is scheduled to make a rehab appearance tonight, August 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Asterisks, subject to change without notice.
Yeah, baby.
Don't miss out. That man's about to be on the plane, ain't he?
Now I've been saying it since this morning. Just enough. Enough. We've seen him. We know. Well, and it's not without it.
My God. I think that's Yordan Alvarez music.
Wait a minute.
You just see him coming off the building out there in Camden Yard.
Back the fog behind
it's Yordan Alvarez. What the hell is he doing here?
You're good at this, man.
Oh my
my goodness!
it's your That would be sweet. Subject. They wouldn't do that without.
They wouldn't, but I would. Yeah. I need it. I need it.
Yes.
Injected directly into my veins, and I need it to happen in wrestling style. For one.
Oh, that would be so.
I think
good.
That'd be hilarious. But two, I just want to hear the 6 o'clock segment on Monday with Sean Pendergast. If they do and dude have Yordan just swaggering out from the bullpen.
That's Yordan Alvarez.
Oh man, but yeah, we're excited for it. I mean, the likelihood is that you don't see him till Monday, but still.
How many asterisks? Three?
Two asterisks on the front end, two asterisks on the back end, just to make sure it really pops.
Subject to change. Thinking.
They're like, hey, man, we don't want y'all coming in to this Whataburger Park and coming in and not seeing Yordan and ask for y'all money back. This is subject to change. Just be aware of that. But yeah, he's supposed to get his third rehab start.
You know, there is another possibility outing. I just thought of that is awful.
No, don't do that. Don't. No, you
come
don't
on,
have to.
Man.
You, don't, you
Friday,
really, truly don't.
I'm riding this high.
You don't
it's
have
a,
to.
I'm it's riding a Friday, this high. Man. Just, come on. We can't go into the weekend like this.
Just don't.
I'm all excited.
You set us up last week.
You could just not.
First thing I said this morning was put him on a plane already. Could be sore.
Don't. All right.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
He said it.
He did this last week, man. We can't have another bad week.
No.
He really did going into Friday. He jinxed us.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit some smelling salts this weekend if you're not careful. You better watch yourself.
We have to be a full service show.
No, we don't.
No, yeah. Who said that? Who promised that? Right now at 154, we're about to get off.
I ain't promised that.
Yeah.
All right. Hit it again then, Figgy. Let's get back to a high note. There's one reason that the asterisks are there. We know why, right? Right? There we go.
Wait a minute. Look at this. It's Yordan Alvarez. What the hell is he doing here? Oh, my God.
I love Much that on better. The YouTube page, Frank is like, are you ready to whip some candy ass? Before we hand things off to the fellas of the drive, I did want to do this, though, because... shout out to, I think, the petty masters of the station, Sean and Seth, on Payne and Pendergast. I think Sean, he has a number of these, but I feel like everybody maybe has a particular team or person in sports that they will bang on at any given chance. So I have an opportunity to cut you down at the knees, I will. And I
his mean, is the Browns, by the way.
Exactly.
His is the Browns.
Well, I think I'm going to join him in hating the Ohio team. And whenever the Bengals, whenever I can bang on the Bengals, I love it. And shout out to Sports Illustrated for writing a piece about the Bengals that caught my attention. Because here comes the Bengals showing themselves to be broke boys once again. Apparently, Lopez, the Bengals sent out a generic email to Boomer Esiason, a legendary quarterback in the history of that team, as he is, you know, going to the Ring of Honor event, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, in this email, it details that Boomer Esiason would have to pay his own way, including hotel, although he would get a discounted rate, so that he could read out the invite on his show.
Come on. Is that fake?
You can't get no cheaper than that, man.
Is that fake?
No. How are you going to have a legend? Can you imagine? Right?
You can come, but you got to pay your own way.
Oh, man. We trying to get Arian to come to NRG, baby, to show up. Hey, Arian.
You got to buy a ticket,
so
buddy.
I'm going to need you to book this on Southwest.
Yeah.
And then we'll get you a spot right over here at this hotel right off of Main, and we'll get you a discount.
It'll be
rate,
a good,
big dog.
It'll
just
be
come
a good
through.
Place.
Come on.
It'll be a good place.
Come on down, big dog. We got you.
But you do
got
to pay.
That's such nasty business. Hey, how are they not embarrassed?
That's how Mike Brown stay rich, baby.
Man, I just can't believe it's real.
At this point, sell the team if that's the case. Also,
hell no. Why you going to do that? It's all working well for him, baby.
Just nasty.
They've been to Super Bowl.
So while we're here, I do want to make sure, and Ron, please enjoy my pettiness as well. I just wanted to shout out A.J. McCarron, who formerly played with Alabama, but obviously
Texans
also
played. Legend.
Yeah, that is fair. Yeah, that is true. Fair.
No, he is. He's got a legend shirt.
He does have a legend shirt. That
he'd
is technically
out, he'd
correct.
He'd be out there with you in the tailgate.
Tailgating.
He'd be out there with you.
But he did play
so
for the
Moran
Bengals.
So does Moran Norris.
And...
Shout out to my man.
Why are you doing
Moran Norris,
man?
Taking
shots right now, Lopez.
Man, he took an Eastern medal, man, to the knee.
He put a name on that bullet.
Hey,
I was with the one time I went Figgy. I was with the old fullback. What's his name?
The guy that played for Baltimore.
Yeah.
Vontae Leach.
Yeah.
For the record, I love Moran Norris.
I bet you do.
That's why I said his name.
Don't let him see you in these streets. But I did want to, before we cross up with these fellas, courtesy of D&M Auto Leasing, I wanted to turn things over to AJ McCarron for him to tell you just how broke the Bengals like acting.
Brother, in Cincinnati, this is how down bad it was. They saved the gear that you got from the league that they ordered so they wouldn't pass out a lot of the gear my first 2 years there. And they would have a garage sale at the end of the year so they could make some money back.
Quit.
Yes.
Quit.
They had a sale with all of the leftover gear that the players were supposed to get, and they would sell it out in front of the stadium at the end of the year. It was awesome.
I bet they made money, too.
What a joke.
Each piece of that goes to somewhere.
I don't think I could be a fan of a team that acts that outwardly broke. I don't think I could do it. It would hurt my self-esteem because then I would have to think about it when they eventually let me down time and time again, which they do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm letting these people ruin my emotions? These people? I just can't believe it.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.